irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. What's going on, people? As you know, this is the show where we raise your vibration. Now, I'm your host, Davey, and we're about to get real. I'm just messing around with you. As always, on the Vibration Station, it's about love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Welcome. Once again, thank you for sharing this beautiful Sunday with us, broadcasting from planet Earth, Sherman Oaks. How we doing? Everyone's doing good, feeling good, vibing high. And we actually have a very, very special guest in the studio with us today. If you are an avid Vibration Station listener, then you're obviously familiar with our main man, Cam. How you doing, brother Cam?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Never better, bro. Never better. Now,
thank you for having me on the show today.
Now, thank you for coming on the show today. There's multiple reasons why we have chosen to bring you on the show today, and there's multiple reasons why you have chosen to come.
I just feel glad to be here, you know? It's awesome.
You know, man, it's just all about feeling
good. Anytime you want me on the show, I'm in.
Well,
I am here.
I always want you on the show, bro, and I always just want your high vibe. Is that's all that
I just want to pick up your high vibe, you know?
Well, good thing that we're in the right setting for it. So today on the show, considering we just had Thanksgiving last week and it was nice.
Thursday. Thanksgiving show?
Well, you know what? Thanksgiving, we shared. We actually chose to let the people be with their families, not tune into the Vibration State. We did a rerun. We had someone. We were spending time with. I was spending time with my family. We were spending time with our family and giving our thanks that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we were focused on. But you know what? That Thanksgiving weekend taught me a lot about myself, a lot about my family, and a lot about, you know, who I am and who I can become when I'm presented with certain experiences, right? So today's show is... it's how to deal with things outside of your sphere of influence. It's how to take on the shitty things. It's how to like take the punches and still realize that it's all good and not to dwell on it too much, to just kind of roll with the punches, keep it going, and everything's always working out for you, and like you got hella power on your side. That's like what we're talking about today. So first things first, Thanksgiving. Wow. Well,
what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for many, many things. You know, it could go on and on and on. But we're thankful for, you know, having beautiful friends and brothers and sisters like my brother Cam. We got great people, you know. But another thing that I'm grateful for, Cameron, which is really interesting, is the things that piss me off, right? Yeah. I'm grateful for the things that piss me off. Can I tell you why?
Yeah, please.
Because I realized that the things that piss me off, the things that hit my nerves and make me not want to be grateful for the things for my life, you know what I'm saying? Actually inspire me, actually show me and shine this little light in the direction of the things that I do want to be thankful for and that I do want to experience and that I do
want to have. It makes you appreciate things a lot more.
Absolutely it does.
Just that, right? That emotion of being pissed. You know?
Exactly, right? So like, for example, Thanksgiving. We have so many... moving parts, so many multiple facets, you know what I'm saying? To like, to families, to finances, to life, to dreams, to your relationship with those dreams, to your relationship with your family, to your relationship to your family, having a relationship to your dreams. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's insane how many moving parts are constantly going on. And what I realize is Thanksgiving is really a time when, you know, when everyone comes together and molds. They blend, they share things with each other that they wouldn't normally share throughout the year. It's like
when families come together, it's amazing how no matter what drama has happened,
yeah,
like within the family, when they come together, all that seems to go away. And
exactly.
Everybody seems to have a good time and all that. You know?
Exactly. And it's like as long as you can maintain your ability to, like, okay. We have in our family, I'm just gonna speak from personal preference here, right?
Do it.
It's like we have in our family, you know, we love her very much. She's the best, but you know, she's the crazy aunt. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? And what that's taught us is that, like, if we dwell on the things, family, financially, right, ethically, spiritually, like religiously, if we dwell on the things that hold us back from feeling good, if we have these experiences and we allow the things that could potentially poison our experiences in our lives to do so, we're sacrificing all of our power. We're giving up all of our ability to manipulate our own circumstance and situation.
Yeah.
So, Cam, today's show, what I want to talk about is how to maintain the power, how to hold the internal power on dealing with shit that's outside of your sphere of influence.
Okay.
Perfect example. We were talking, right? It's like, here you are, you have bills to pay, you're in a situation, and I'm not saying like Cam, I'm just saying you being like
anybody,
everybody.
Yeah, anybody
like,
in the real world.
Anybody in the real world, exactly. Like, you have bills to pay, like you have like a family, right? If you know, obviously, if you have a family, you have a family to take care of. You have all these different variables that are being juggled, right? But if one of these variables isn't in perfect alignment with like how you prefer it to be, like shit's hitting the fan. You know what I'm saying? For example, it like you could have great family life, home life is perfect, everyone's amazing, but if you don't have enough money, like life is terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
You could have all the money in the world, you could be financially set, you know, do whatever. But if you have no one to share that with, and you have like you have no family that's like down to like hang out with you and like, you know, sit by the fire or whatever, that money ain't worth shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, so today's show is focusing on not letting the things, not letting when shit hits the fan, control your entire mental state of being. Right?
Yeah.
So how, Cam, like in your situation, bro, in your
it's cool, yeah. In your
opinion, right? Okay. What would you say to a person, right? Like what would your highest like your best ability to communicate to a person, like, dude, everything's gonna be okay. Like, okay, you have no money, your family hates you, but you're a great guy. Like, let's just say, here's Robert. Like, here's Robert. Okay, Robert is like, he's a super good guy. He's super duper nice. All right. He means really well. He's trying so hard, but he has no money, and his family's just, like, doesn't, like, has problems where, like, they don't like him. Mm-hmm. Like, how can Bob get in a mental position where he can start pivoting himself in a direction to where his life can start improving? You know what I'm saying? Like, what would you say to him, bro? Like, would you just say, like, Bob, or like, Robert? Like, I don't
know.
That's
one of the hardest things that people have to deal with. I seriously think that might be one of the hardest things in life, is
right?
To keep a good frame of mind when everything is going shitty.
It is.
You know?
It's big time. It's so difficult.
I'd tell Rob that just hang in there, champ.
Hang in there, dude.
Be a man. Suck it up.
That's what's up. Keep
on keeping on.
That's what's up. Keep
working. Stay busy. And things will work themselves out. But what, like you say, though, you got to put out that vibe, you know?
Yeah, dude. It's like I feel like people fall apart when shit hits the fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all fall apart when shit hits the fan. And I can speak from personal experience. And it's how we maintain ourselves when that shit is hitting the fan. It's how we maintain ourselves when we have to deal with the problems that really defines the outcome, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we need to exercise our power, our ability to not be so conditionally affected by what's going on right now. Like, oh, you don't have the money in the bank? Like, don't feel and stress and strive and be like, don't constantly tell yourself that you don't have the money in the bank. If you don't have the perfect relationship, don't constantly be telling yourself, like, I just find the worst guys ever. I just go to the bars and, you know, like, women are always like, oh, I run into the worst guys. They just cheat on me. You know, it's like, stop saying it.
Or maybe you should think about switching it up.
Bam.
Maybe you should go somewhere else and try and meet people, you know?
Exactly.
And that's, if you don't have enough money, maybe you need to work a little bit more.
Exactly.
Or change something in your life. Where is all your money going?
Big
if you have an income,
time.
Where is it all going?
Big time.
People are full of excuses, you know?
That's a huge thing that you just brought up. People are full of excuses.
Yeah. It's easy to quit. It's harder to keep going on. So people just make up any excuse possible to quit, to give up. And complain.
That's interesting.
I complain a lot. So.
No, but we all do. But that brought something up, because it is easier to make up an excuse than to allow yourself to think of a solution. Yo, something just occurred to me. So okay. So if we have like a circumstance, right, where people are, say what you just said one more time. That was golden. It's easier to make up an excuse.
Yeah, to quit, to make up an excuse and quit than it is to, it's way harder just to continue going or to switch up your plan.
Right.
To where you could deal with whatever the problem is that you want to quit on. You know?
Exactly.
Like, it's easy to fail a test. It's hard to study and get an A.
Bam.
Super easy to quit and give up.
So I think that we've defined like one of the big variables in people's ability to not like achieve exactly what it is that they're trying to achieve because it's easier to give up. You know, like you don't have the finances.
Oh well,
I'm having relationship issues. Just give up. Dude. But you just made me think of something. So if we understand the concept behind not making your emotional state of being completely conditional upon like what's happening, you know what I'm saying? So what's happening is, like we were saying, shit's hitting the fan.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, shit's hitting the fan. If what's getting crazy in your life.
Exactly. If what's happening is shit's hitting the fan, then all you're thinking about, all you are in your mental state up here is shit hitting the fan, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But the actual experience of shit hitting the fan is not what, like we were talking earlier, is not what is making those neurons and synapses fire off in your brain. There's nothing physically forcing your brain, you have to feel this way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's your thinking that you have to respond in that conditional manner to what's going on that creates such a freak out response in your body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so if we were to, when shit hits the fan, instead of saying, I give up, making the excuses, just like Cam was saying, it's way easier to make excuses than to, like, you know, fight the fight and pummel through it and, like, you know, okay. But what if you don't have to fight the fight and pummel through it? What if it's easier to make excuses, but instead of dwelling on those excuses, you just, like, dwell on an outcome? You don't feel so much like you're in the shitter. You don't, like, practice that. We're on the good vibe station. You don't practice that vibe so much of, I'm in the shitter, shit's hitting the fan, everything sucks. You know what I'm saying?
That would be a rough situation, though, if you're on the shitter and shit's hitting the fan. That's scary right there. Don't want to be on that shitter. But no, sorry to cut you off. What were you saying?
No, dude, that literally though, dude, that's no, hopefully not literally. That is the most disgusting
that would be a bad
image
deal,
on the
definitely.
Vibration station. But you see what I'm saying? So
what you're saying is like if you're like a stressed out person to begin
right.
with, then everything in your life is going to be stressed out. That's just the vibe
exactly.
that you're putting out is
exactly.
stress.
You're only going to attract things that are more stressful.
Yeah, all right.
So go on. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I don't know, like.
Yeah, but you hit it, you hit it on the head. You're exactly right. When you are reacting to the stress in your life, when you're looking at something and you're being like, you know, that's ultra mega stressful, this sucks, like, I don't have enough money, or that person that I rely on to act a certain way isn't acting that way, so it's throwing me off, or like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah.
whatever, like that. Like, when that is literally changing your entire state of being, bro, like, you are altering what's coming to you in your life.
Yeah.
Like, you're changing. Like, dude, we live, like, bro, you're, like, the physical, you know what I mean? Your physical body, it's, like, it's all physical, but it's also non-physical. It's also, like, there's energy behind it, you know? There's, like, everything is, like, molecules that is, like, together, bro. You know, it's, like, same with thoughts and the way that you think, it's magnetic, magnetism, you know? It's like, it's like when you think of shitty stuff, you get shitty stuff. When you're happy and you're driving and you're not rushing, you hit all green lights. When you're rushing and you're like, I gotta go, I have somewhere to be, you hit all red lights, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Same with this exercising, feeling good, regardless of the condition deal. Is like, when shit's hitting the fan and you're not having a good condition, like, and you're focused on that condition and being like, da, 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 you're just attracting those red lights. It's just red light, red light, red light, red light, red light. But when you're like, when shit's hitting the fan and you're like, it's okay, things are working out. I understand that, like, this is the contrast that's just happening for a reason. Somehow, some way, this is, like, you know, equivalent to something. Like, it's all good. It's working out. Everything's in perfect right action. It's cool. Then you start tipping the scale into this, like, you start moving yourself in time and space towards things that are more equivalent to that everything's working out, it's chill, it's cool, as opposed to, like, shit's hitting the fan, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I definitely That's know what it. You're saying. I mean, it's tough. It's really hard. That goes back to the words. That's the hardest thing in life, is to change your mind. If you're a negative person like that, things are always going to be negative in your life. Everything's going to suck. Everything's going to be negative. But when you're a positive, happy person, then you, like, you see it. You see it in the real world. Positive, happy people, they stuff things to work. Stuff tends to work out better for those people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's just real tough.
And that's not, and that's not,
change your mind. I mean, if things are going bad for you and you have a shitty state of mind, like, you gotta, you really just gotta force yourself to change it. That's why I always thought that staying busy in life, no matter what, like, fixes a lot of that. It takes away your time.
Totally.
Because a lot of those people, they're in their head. They're thinking way too much of themselves,
sure,
you know?
For sure.
So they're in their head. But when you're working, when you're staying busy, then stuff works itself out a lot easier.
It does.
A lot easier.
It does. It does. And I think a lot of that is because you're not introducing the resistance to it, you know? Like, it's all about, like, here on the vibration station, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's all about, like, what, your relationship mentally, emotionally, with whatever it is that you're referring to. So it's like, dude, you can get a lot done through action. You can get a lot done through, you know, moving and shaking. You can get a lot done through, you know, like, you know, picking things up and placing them and, like, pushing them and moving them and, like, talking to people. You can get a lot done through physical action, right? Yeah. But
you can't get a lot done just by talking and not doing anything.
That's true. That's very true. But what I was going to say is there is this whole other, like, this whole other, like, I guess, how do I say, arena of forces that's working with us, all right? So check this out.
All right, I'm listening.
When you're, okay, so like I said, you can do a lot when you're moving and shaking. You can do a lot when you're, like, you know, pushing things and moving things and trying to talk to people and tell people and da da da. Okay, but if you're not feeling good while you're doing it, if your state of mind is resisting and, like, dense and tense and not in a free-flowing, like, everything's all working out, everything's in divine right action kind of flowing state of mind, like, things are harder. Life is harder. Okay, for example, this is what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say, okay? You can take one guy, take one dude, and he's kind of had a shitty day, okay, and then he goes out, and then he goes to the market, and he goes shopping, okay? Mm-hmm. He has this shopping experience, he does what he does, he, okay, and then, you know, whatever. Maybe in a shopping experience, it was just an average shopping experience, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He got his, you know, can of tomatoes, he got his whatever, like, whatever it is, pasta, okay, cool.
Some cereal.
Maybe the checker, you know, he's not feeling that good, maybe, like, you know, like, the line was a little long, whatever, okay. You take that exact same dude at that exact same time, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then he's happy, all right? He's, like, feeling good. He's stoked in his head. Like, instead of just, like,
So the shopper, like, he's stoked in his,
like,
head.
Like, the exact same dude, okay, in a parallel reality, right? So one universe, shopper's, like, kind of grimy.
So there's two shoppers.
Exactly.
Shoppers,
yeah, yeah.
Different worlds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Opposites of each
exactly,
other.
Exactly, dude. Yeah, okay, right, so we have two, okay, but it's the same dude.
Yeah.
The exact same dude. Okay. Yeah. So you have the exact same dude, shopper number one, okay? At the exact same time, space and time, okay? Not in that good of a mood. Kind of like slopey dopey. Shit's not that good. Maybe something just happened. I'm gonna push my cart. Found the tomatoes. Da da da. Like I was saying,
this cart sucks. It has a squeaky wheel. You know,
that's exactly, dude.
It's messed up.
Kind of gets in line. There's a long line. Oh, there's people. Okay. All right, dude. So
he forgot his bags at home.
Forgot his bag, so dude. Now he's gotta buy them. My gosh. Welcome to my life, bro. Straight up. I'm just kidding, man. So. Shopper number two, but that exact same dude, parallel universe, it is him, all right? Same time and space, except dude's had a great day.
Yeah.
Been off the rocker, bro. Been a super good day. Like
singing when he's driving his car, you know?
He's Jamie. He's like,
air drums on the dash, the whole thing, the whole works.
Exactly, dude. Like image in head, bro. Yeah. Just turns down the zip. Just turns it off.
Dude, it's like the beginning of a Hot Tub Time Machine. Yes. The dude in the Camaro when that song comes on and he's doing playing the piano on the dash. It's the best. That's when I was like, all right, I like this movie.
Exactly. So, dude, that guy, all right, same guy, pulls up to the market, turns off his music, big smile on his face, dude, remembers his bags, bro, gets his reusable bags, walking in, dude, the moment he walks into that market, all right, like, he just, like, something happens, you know, like, he'll run into someone that he hasn't seen in... Mm-hmm. 20 years
the chick that he dated in high school.
There you go. He was looking for love or whatever, and all of a sudden he's feeling good, not even thinking about it. And just because of the timing and just because how he's feeling and what he's putting out there, what he's tuning his brain radio dial to, you know, he runs into this chick, all right? Or... he's done and feeling, and he runs into this dude that has this job offer. Man, I need someone for this job. Oh my God, I need a job. Like, that's the kind of way that this happens. But people don't understand that. They don't see it from the birds. It's like the bird's eye view.
Check
it's like
it out,
the big
though.
Picture.
Oh, I want to back you up on this.
Back me up, bro. Back me up.
Let's say the same guy.
Okay.
He forgot his bags, just like his buddy in the, or his twin in the
exactly.
parallel
his
world.
Parallel world. Yeah.
He
okay.
forgot his bags. Okay. And he grabbed the cart with the squeaky wheel.
Okay.
But he's in such a good mood. Fuck it. Who cares?
Fuck it, dude.
Oh man, I forgot my bags. Whatever. I'll buy a couple, or you know. But he's just putting out that good vibe. Still, he's keeping it real. Still
gonna rendezvous.
As you're walking around the store and all that stuff, and you're putting out the vibe, then you run into the chick from high school or whatever.
Exactly.
But if he was angry, like his partner in the other world,
right?
Dude. Nah. Because you're angry, you're walking around, this cart sucks.
Chick would be on aisle 10, he'd be on aisle 3. You know what I'm saying?
And if they cross paths, she'd be like, oh, look at this angry guy.
They wouldn't
even
be.
Out,
dude.
Because people subconsciously, on a subconscious level,
big
pick up
time.
the bad vibe.
Big
you know?
Time. It's and early. The good vibe, bro.
The big time business owner's in there, and he doesn't want to hire some angry guy walking around. We see this guy in a good mood.
No way,
and he's like,
dude.
Oh, wow, this guy. He's looking at the glass.
Dude,
what?
I remember you.
Half
you,
full?
Oh, man. Exactly.
Yeah, his cart's squeaking. He forgot his bag. But look, man, he's still in a good mood. I want to hire this guy. I need to hire this guy right now.
Dude, his cart's squeaking.
Yeah, you know, his bags are gone.
Wow, man. I hope he has an extra 30 cents on him.
Yeah, right?
Three bags, dude. No, but you know what, Cam? That right there, dude, that's hysterical. But that right there is... if people understood that and applied that to their human experience, they would get everything that they want a lot quicker, and they would attract the things that are in more harmony and in a greater alignment with the things that they say that they want. Dude, people are really crazy. They say they want one thing, and then they act a completely nut.
Yeah.
Like, you can't – it's so funny because, like – People are like paradoxes. Like they're their own walking catch-22s. It's like they're like I want a lot of money. I want money, Okay, but then they're like, oh, I can't buy that. I can't do that. I can't have that. I don't have that. Yeah. Oh, I don't make enough money.
I don't want to get that job. Oh, I have to work an extra 2 days a week. Oh, this and that. You can't, it's like, I thought you wanted money. I thought you wanted to buy some stuff.
How do you... Like, you're a walking paradox, bro. And people don't understand that. And then 50 years go by, and then they ask themselves why they've never got what they've want. It's because they've never got out of that same mindset. It's been the same mindset every single day, every single year, all the time with everything. Change up the mindset. Change it up a little bit. You'll start getting different results. I swear. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
People don't see that bird's eye view vision. You know, there's a bird's eye view part of you. Brother Cam right here, there's this bird's eye view part of Brother Cam that, like, it's like this, it's like it sees, and he's like, you know, it's like this, it's like this all-knowing intuition. It's like, no, I'm saying, you know, it's like when you feel that, you're like, oh, I should go there. And then you, like, go there. Or you're like, oh, maybe I should do that. But then you don't do it. And you're like, shit, I should have done that. Because then I see. Dude, that's that, like, little bird's eye view. Intuition, bro, is like a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
View. Intuition's
like
you
sound like a bird.
bird's eye view. Straight up, dude.
Bird talking.
So if you can
bird dog.
If you can have that, like, that intuition view, that intuition perspective where it's like, if you could see what that intuition sees, if you could see what that bird eye in you sees, it's like, oh, if only you're happy, you would rendezvous with that person and that would happen. If only you felt good, you would rendezvous in that way. If only you thought that way or put out that vibe or tuned your dial to that frequency, you would have to rendezvous with that. Or if only, yeah, and another thing is people will do it and then they'll do it for like 30 seconds or a minute, or they'll try it for a day and then they'll go back and then they'll be like, nothing happened. Be like, you didn't do it long enough. You need to stay feeling good.
Yeah, exactly. And like, if you're in a bad mood, then your buddy's asking you, we're going to go to this place tonight, you should roll with. You're all angry, not in a good mood. So you don't end up going with. That's always the time that it turns out that they have a good time over there.
Exactly.
Bunch of girls, they have a blast, you know?
Exactly.
You miss out on all that just because you're putting out the bad vibe.
Because, exactly, man. Because you're in it. Because you're just on one. You're just in, you know, you just have some excuse not to let the wholeness of you flow through you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is an interesting and very powerful idea that we exercise here on the Vibration Station, right? And from, like, you know, these, like, the books and the speakers and all this stuff that we, you know, that we get our ideas from and our info from. It's like, you know, so here we go. It's like, when you're feeling good, this is the idea. When you feel happy, when you feel, like, good, you're letting more of you flow.
Okay.
Like, it's like, imagine you as this pipe. You're just like this pipe, okay? Just like this straight pipe, you know what I'm saying? When you don't feel good, you're pinching your pipe.
You're funny, dude. I could come up with so many jokes from that. But yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
You're sick, dude. You're sick, bro.
You're the one that's sick.
You're sick, bro. No, dude. Imagine you're like the flow of your energy. Imagine, like, you know how blood's flowing through your body.
Yeah.
You know how blood's flowing through your pipe.
Yeah, definitely, dude. That's after a rough weekend, though.
Sick, bro.
Oh, dude. Your audience is going to hate me now.
Dude, the audience loves
you. Your audience is going to hate me.
Dude, so, no, but for real, think about this, man. This is what we're talking about. This is the idea. It's like, when you're, you know, like the...
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
Like, when blood is flowing through your body, right? But think, instead of, like, that blood being, like going through all these veins and all these arteries and all these loopsy-loops. Doing what they do. Turning how they turn. Imagine, like, your body as, like, just one big cord. You know what I mean? Like a hollow cord, okay?
Okay.
when you, okay, and all the time, all day, every day, there's this stream of energy that's going through that cord, right? There's like this flow.
Yeah.
Okay. And how good you feel is the determining factor of how much of that flow you're letting in, right? So it's like, that's why, for example, when you feel angry and you feel pissed, that's why it feels like you're like pinching. You're like, ugh! It's like a pinching feeling, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're trapped.
You're trapped. Like, dude, trapped, you're like, ugh! Like, you, it's literally the only way, trapped.
That's like when you're pissed, like you want to leave. You
exactly.
You're like, you know what, I'm pissed, I'm out of here, I got to go.
Because you're trapped.
You're feeling trapped.
Because you're trapped.
You got to go.
But dude, why would you feel trapped in your own body? That's like my question. Like, people don't understand that. It's like, you're you. You're just like, no. But dude, you have an energy flow, G. Just like your blood, it has a flow. You have an energy flow. Why would you feel trapped? And that blood flow and energy flow is in correspondence. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you feel trapped in your own body? It's because you're pinching part of yourself off. Like, that means negative emotion is that flow, that stream of, like, energy is just not, like, that source happiness, that, like, joy, normal. Your natural state of being is joy. That's why when you're born a baby, you're happy about everything.
Yeah,
that's true. Why, dude, if your natural state of being was to be pissed, you'd come out of the womb and you'd be like, fuck you, fuck you. Like, you don't, you're not whining because you're pissed. You're whining because you, like, want something to make you happy. You know what I'm, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you're whining because, like, you want your milk, you know? Like, you're not pissed. You're happy. You just need your shit. You know, like, that's my point.
Well, it's like anger is something you definitely like grow into, and you, because some people, kind of like myself, I'm not gonna lie,
word,
the older I get, the angrier I get. I try not to be like that, you know, but
you look at the world around sometimes, though,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. So, but I wasn't born like that. It's just something that you grow into. It comes
exactly.
with growth.
Exactly. And it comes with observation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It comes with observation.
Exactly.
And
I don't know how that goes back to your point.
But No. That has everything to do, bro. That has everything to do. Because when you can, you know, it's watching that flow, man. It's watching how much of that you're pinching. And, like, as the years go on, and the more news you watch, the more crazy shit that you see go around the world, it's hard to take a step back from that and say, everything's going to be all right. It's all jolly and dandy, peaches and cream, smooth sugar pie. It's all good. Like,
it's all the good eating stuff.
All the good eating. Cupcakes, brownies. Dude, it's like, it's hard to like look at that, though. It's hard to watch the news and then like see that, you know, and feel super stoked about life. It's hard to see all the crazy things that are going on and then, like, you know, get more knowledge and more knowledge and more knowledge and then feel gradually happier, right? But the power is in the true, like, I believe the true power, the true wisdom lies within knowing that the power is not outside of you. Knowing that, like, sure, these people can do these things and they may, you know, influence the government, which could do this. But also, dude, these people are just people. Number one, you are a person. You have the same amount of power and influence as they do, just as so long as you believe that you do. You want to know the difference between your amount of influence and their amount of influence? Is their belief in their amount of influence.
Exactly.
That's it, homie.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that.
That's
one.
That's it.
I mean, that is perfect. That is on point. But you got to work for it.
But you got to, of course, you got to train.
Yeah, you see these people and you go like, Dude, basically, you gotta work for it. I'm losing my train of thought.
You're like, no. You're like, how? You go and you're like, how did they get there? Almost.
Yeah, how did they get there?
Right.
I can do that, but just thinking that you can do it isn't gonna make you do it. You gotta work for it.
Exactly. And
you gotta go to school, or you gotta get the right job, do whatever. But
right.
I mean, anybody can do anything. It all depends on how much effort you want to put into it.
Exactly. Very, very true. And when you start believing in your own ability to do the things that you want to do, that's when the true, whole, full power of you comes forth through you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like leaders become leaders when they realize
they're leaders.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, a peasant is only a peasant because he thinks he is a peasant. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, we had talked about this before. You know what I'm saying? Like we are. It's not like people are put in their place by other people, and then they forget that they have the power to put themselves in wherever they want to be. It's like, we've been molded, you see. We've been phased. We've been, you know, we've drank the fucking Jell-O. You know what I'm saying? We've drank in the Kool-Aid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're thinking to ourselves, oh, we can only do this because I can only make this much, and this is only my options, and I can only do this. And it's like, dude, don't drink the Kool-Aid, man. That dude's only a dude, and he just believed that he could, regardless of whether I love this quote. This was a quote by the speaker called Abraham Hicks, all right? And I love this quote, right? Right? She goes, if you were to talk to Donald Trump, she goes, now, most of the world does not like the dude, like, just despises him, right? I understand that. She's like, now I'm not talking about following his emotional characteristics or anything, but I am referring to his belief on his consciousness in prosperity, his prosperity consciousness, and his approach to money and his approach to abundance. All right, she goes. You know, she goes, I was listening to him talk one day, and he was looking at the buildings, and he was looking at this, and he was like, that's going to be the most beautiful building in New York. That's going to be the most gorgeous. No. That's going to help so many people. This is going to be a juggernaut. Da, 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 da. And then she's like, all of a sudden, I realized he understood. All right? She's like, if you were to have a conversation with Donald Trump before he had any money, you would not know the difference between whether he was a billionaire or not. She said, if Donald Trump, this is basically what it comes down to, and I love this because it's so true, and this is the determining factor in which can you and your individual self, which can allow you to pivot your thinking into the direction to where you can live what you've always dreamed and wanted to be. And this is the statement right here. If you talk to Donald Trump, you would not know. If you talked to Donald Trump when he had $100 in his bank account, when he only had $100 in his bank account, you would not know the difference talking to him whether he only had $100 or whether he had a billion. She said he talked like a billionaire. He walked like a billionaire.
Yep.
He breathed like a billionaire. He thought like a billionaire. He knew that the current situation, the current circumstance of, oh, I only have $100, is not the determining factor of where he's going. And that's the fuck where people get caught up. People are like, oh, I only have this. Oh, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at. I can't go. This is where. No, dude. It's just an indicator of where you are.
Yep.
Pivot yourself in the direction of where you want to be, and you will. It's like a gas tank. This is another thing that's used. It's like when your gas tank is on empty, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's just an indicator that your gas tank is low. When your bank is on low, that's just an indicator. You don't run to the man at the gas station. You're not like, my gas tank is on low. I'm not going to be able to. You just fill it up.
Yep.
And when your bank account's on low, or your relationship, you know, emotional state of being is on low or whatever, you just go in your brain, find some way, somehow, to make yourself feel good about it, pivot yourself in the direction of it, and fill it the fuck up. Excuse my French.
Nah, I like the French, man. That's good. But no, that's true. And that's the reason that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Exactly.
It's the state of minds that these people are in.
Exactly.
You know?
Hey, it's the state of mind.
When you hang around people with money, it's shocking. It's like, wow. They think on just a completely different level than just your average Joe, you know?
Exactly.
That's how it works. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Or maybe not the poor probably don't get poorer from it, but poor
and
definitely don't become rich.
If the poor were to all of a sudden, regardless of how their bank accounts looked, if the poor were to assume the rich consciousness,
yeah,
they would have to get richer. Something would have to happen.
Very true.
A miracle would have to happen.
Because look at what happens when poor people do run into a bunch of money. They freaking spend it right away because they don't think like a rich person.
They don't have those shift thoughts. The mentality.
Yeah, exactly.
They're still in the mentality of like, you know, oh, well, this is what I have now. This is what I have now. Being wealthy is not a temporary thing. Being wealthy is a infinite state of being wealthy is like being able to breathe. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and this is Bob Proctor's philosophies here, right? It's like, and it's not an egotistical thing. It has nothing to do. And I'm not talking being wealthy. You don't need to have millions and millions of. I'm just saying, like, being able to, you know, do your due and support and eat and live. Like, people have been phased. Like, the government has, you know, put certain conditional thinking, and since hundreds of years ago, are, you know, since the people that built this nation did not see it turning into what it is today. Like, they built this nation for all people to prosper. That mm-hmm. is truly what the fundamental of this, you know, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, the long story short, this is on for another show, but like, this nation was built for people to unconditionally prosper by doing the things that they enjoy doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Growing crops, doing their trades. You know, it's like, you could go on, and then it got warped. Listen, guys, we're coming to the end of the show.
Dude, already?
Already, man.
How does time just fly by like that?
Fly by when you're having fun.
That's exactly right.
Man.
Even when you're singing it, it makes it even better.
Makes it even better.
This
always is a very, very, very special show. It really, really, I really, really appreciate you, Brother Cam, coming in the studio with us.
I appreciate you having me in the studio.
Hey, man.
Seriously.
Spreading and shedding your high vibrations.
It's still, the whole thing, it's an overwhelming experience being here. I love it.
Bro.
It's the best.
We're just telling the people, you know, about how much power they have. We're reminding them that they literally can do, be, and have anything and everything that they want.
That they want. They just got to work for it, and they got to change their mindset.
Exactly. If you are in a situation where you're not currently receiving the things that you want, or at least some of the things that you want, just pivot yourself in the direction of where you can make yourself feel better. It's all about feeling good about your relationship with what you want.
Yeah, things get tough in life, and you just gotta hang in there.
Just always gotta hang in?
Hang in there. The hardest part is changing, but once you figure out the direction that you want to go, then see it through. Make that change and run with it and see how it goes.
See it through, brother.
Exactly, man.
Thank you, my brother Cam. I want to thank each and every single one of you listeners for tuning in to the Vibration Station today. I want to ask you guys to go on to Twitter, follow us, Good Vibe Station @Good Vibe Station. always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We will see you next Sunday. Peace.
Burn our tree, but really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. When we used to chill at mom's, get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.